Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in
to
Praise God. I can only imagine. Just imagine in the day that is before you and you recognize signs of his body that he sustained for us on the cross, where on his wrist he was nailed to the cross, where the crown of thorns on his head, where he was whipped 39 times on his back and his body, where he received the puncture wound with the soldier when they wanted to make sure that he was. Could you imagine standing before the old, could you imagine standing before the Lamb of, you know, we are not these days. Think about Israel these days. Israel is God's timepiece. Follow what's going on. We would know that we're very close. Even from Jesus' time to the present, we've been going through what he called pains, the growing pains, which means a woman, before she gives birth, have pains that intensify, pains that the minute are always there because of the control going on, and eventually she comes out, she delivers a baby. So the birth pains, we've been living in the birth pains at the time of Jesus. We are thy last generation. And you have to be aware that every day we have to live holy and righteous, because we have an imminent expectation of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The bridegroom is coming for his bride. In 1 Thessalonians 18 talks about Jesus Christ himself descending in the clouds with great power and glory. Now, just because that verse says the same thing as in Matthew chapter 24, some people get it confused with the second coming of Christ. The rapture of the church is different from Christ. Christ first in the air. The word of God, the dead will rise first. There will be change. We that remain shall be caught up together with them. We shall be changed. Our bodies will be changed. We will have a glorified body, and we will be with Jesus. We're going to meet him in the clouds. We're going to be with him forever and ever, and we're going to recognize him because we're going to be just like him. That we're caught up. In the Greek written translation, that word is rapture. You don't find it in the English translation, that's true. But if you look at the Latin translation, you'll see the word there, rapismo, rapture. So we have to be ready for the calling together, the assembly, whatever you wanted, whatever words you could find in the scriptures. It talks about us being caught up to the clouds to meet Christ in the air. He would take us to his. Could you imagine Christ Jesus as we meet him in the clouds? He takes us to his Father's house, and there we will go through the bema seat. There we will go through the seder meal. There we will go to the feast of the marriage of the lamb. There we will come back and on horses, it says, to defeat. You know, a lot of people want to try to describe that naturally, but Revelations was so occurred Oh, yes, there's going to be physical war on earth, too, because the enemies of Israel will come to Jerusalem. Remember, they gather in Megiddo, but the fight will be at Jerusalem. They want to capture Jerusalem. At that time, the Antichrist would have built the third temple. He would have brought the desolation into the temple, the abomination of desolation into the temple. A lot of women, like the Hamas have done recently, will be raped. A lot of them would die. When we read the prophet Amos, it says 2/3 of Israel will perish. 1/3, the remnant, will run, like Jesus said, to the mountains. And Jesus will come, his army, with the angels of heaven to Mount Olivet. And he will stand on that mountain, and that mountain will, there'll be a great earthquake, and that mountain will be split in half, part to the north, part to the south. Water will gush out and will go as far as, and it will heal the Dead Sea, the mountains, Petra, and he will retrieve the remnant that are there, because they're going to call out to him as their savior. They realize they made a big mistake when they accepted the false messiah as their messiah, because he allowed them to build the third temple, because he made a covenant with them. And for 3.5 years, it seemed like the Jewish people having their way. But in the middle of the 7-year period that he made a covenant with them, he will stop the sacrifice with time and dates. And he will bring the armies of the world against Israel. And Israel will not receive him, because he sits in the throne of God as he's God himself, and proclaim himself to be the God of the heavens, the God of Israel, King Jacob. But they're going to reject him. They're going to go to the mountains and be safe there. The word of God, that's the one place where the Antichrist will not attack, will be Petra, will be the mountains of Petra. That's where the remnant will be when Jesus comes back. And he would have an angel with chains to lock up the Antichrist, Satan, into the abyss. And the Antichrist and the false prophet and those that have taken the mark of the beast will be cast into the lake of fire. And Satan will be locked up for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, Christ will reign on earth. He will bring his kingdom on earth. Glory be to the Lord. So could you just imagine just living in this life, knowing that after this body, when you leave this body, you enter into eternity. Now, where would you spend eternity? The question to ask is, we know that God has given us the moral law, the Ten Commandments. We're not talking about the sabbatical laws. We're not talking about the laws of kosher law, of food. We're talking about the moral law, the Ten Commandments. They're in the mirror of the God's law. We could all confess that we have broken at least one of the commandments. And the Bible said if you've broken one, you have broken them all. But we have an opportunity that even though we broke the commandments of God and we're destined to hell, die and go to hell, he gave us an opportunity in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus of ours. He was with us. He was spat upon. His beard was full. He was whipped. He was nailed to the cross. He died. The third day he resurrected. And the Bible said, had the enemies of Christ had known that by crucifying him, he would have the victory, they would not have crucified the Lord of Lords. But it's too late now. Christ came and fulfilled that assignment which the Father had given unto him. Christ fulfilled the by the word. The words was not his. The words was the Father. The acts, the miracles was his Father. That's why he directs us. He shows us to the Father. And when the disciples asked him to teach him how to pray, he taught them how to pray. He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In glory forever and ever. Glory." So we pray that prayer, and we also mention other things that the Lord has given unto us and the authority he has given unto us. He says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What is on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we have God's backing. We have what we pray. So could you imagine meeting the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings? He gave us an opportunity. The Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank the Lord for that, that in Christ Jesus we have everlasting life. We believe with our heart, confess with our mouth, we have eternal life. Some people would like to make salvation difficult, but recognizing your sin, that means turning around, don't do it again. Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is salvation. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you so you can live holy and righteous before God. So could you imagine? You could only imagine these things. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle this Sunday evening for our Bible mystery. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you look throughout the Bible and you study the Bible, you could have an understanding of what you might have answers to some of the questions to you. Now, if you have an answer to the questions that I would present to you, the church will most have a colorful accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. And in there, it talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the ark of the symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Now, this is the portable tabernacle. When the, if you remember that God was, he says he will be a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Pillar of cloud by day was going in front of them, and the pillar of cloud by night was behind them to protect them, to give them light, and to stop the enemy from advancing. Now, this tabernacle was portable. So every time that the cloud proceeded, the Levites would take the portable tabernacle down with everything in it, and they would go forward. When the cloud of pillar stopped, and that's where God wanted them to stop, the Levites would once again rebuild the tabernacle, and once again the sacrifice offerings would proceed, and once again the nation of Israel will have a location where they would sacrifice unto the Lord, the tabernacle. It's also called the Tent of Meetings. It's also where Moses presented Aaron and his sons to be the Levitical Aaronic priesthood to direct the Israel people. Glory be to the Lord. So my recommendation is you keep Bible in your Bible, an appointment, and you're waiting to be called. you could open it up and learn about the tabernacle, learn about the instruments and everything that's inside, learn about the colors, and you're going to learn. Now, if you remember, Christ built the temple or tabernacle without hands. That's us, brothers and sisters. The question that is posed to us is, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? So God is not dwelling in a fixed location like he used to do in the Old Testament, in the first. But now he's dwelling by his Holy Spirit in us when we repent of our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Glory be to the Lord. So today's mysteries, brothers and sisters, as you study the scriptures, you're going to come to understand that there are five crowns. Five crowns. One of the crowns that a Christian when he goes to heaven. And I'm just going to ask you to mention just one. You don't have to mention all five. Just mention one. And you could do that by calling Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. And we would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. And once you dial Blog Talk Radio, you press number one to be connected to the studio. And you'll give your question, answers, or comments. The mic is open, and we would attend to that. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read one scripture to you. And it says, this is 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not. Paul is asking them a question to the Corinthians people. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive. So run that you may obtain. Now, if you remember, Colossians was in what is called Turkey now, and they used to have the Greek games, and people used to run around, and they have different sporting events, and whoever came first received a crown. Now, the crown is not like a king's crown, but it looks like a leaf crown, like the crowns that the Roman soldiers wore, dignifying something. But that specific, whatever the event was, had a specific name. And so there are about five crowns mentioned in the Bible that a Christian could receive at the day that we go with the Lord. So I'm asking you just to mention one of the crowns, and in order for you to receive a copy of the tabernacle. This is what it says again in 24. Know you not that they which run a race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that you may. So we see what Paul is describing is a race running, a running race where a lot of participants are in there, and they want to be first. They want to receive the crown. So they run the race well to try to be number one. And Paul is saying to us that we ought to run as well that we may obtain. Now, our crown is those crowns that they were given there in the games. Our crowns are different. But, you know, the Bible says that we're going to go before the Bema Seat. And there's going to be a judgment there. Christ is going to judge us there for the good or bad that we've done in our bodies after we got saved. You know, We don't want to lose our crown. The Bible tells us don't let nobody take your crown. We don't want to lose our crown. We want to obtain it. We want to hold on to it. And what we're going to do with it is we're going to prostrate and give that crown over to Jesus. He's going to give us a crown for being obedient, for doing what he says, but we're going to give it back to him. So the Bible speaks about five different type of crowns. I'm asking just to mention one. And then we could go over the scripture and see what this, what it's saying unto us. You could call Blog Talk Radio, and I encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. Call Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to glory be to the Lord. If you are listening to this on the archives, you could always email to the church, and I'll get the email, and whoever's email comes with the correct answer, then that person also will receive a prize from the church, a colorful accordion style pamphlet of the tabernacle. And the email address to the church is wtabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Or you could call, or you could write here to the station if you have the ability to get on the chat room. You could leave me a message there. And I'm going to go there right now to make sure that if anybody did send us any answers in the chat room, and I'm looking at the chat room right now, right at this moment, there are no entries in the chat room. So we cannot answer, but you could do that. You could leave your answer in the chat room, or you can email the church, wtltabernacle@gmail.com. You could call Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Or if you get a chance to call me after the program is over at 8 o'clock, you could call 772-626-3178. And you could speak to me. I'm Pastor Ramos from The Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle. And if you have the right answer, you could receive the prize as well. So we're just looking for one out of the five crowns the Bible mentions. That's why if you look on your computer, the only thing that you're going to read is, what are the five crowns? Mention one. And you have 1 to 5, the crown. Crown of what? So you have five crowns that you could choose. Or you know where it is, look it up in the scriptures, give me the name of the crown and where you found it, and we would go to it and praise God for that. What are the five crowns? Mention one. Glory be to the Lord. And don't forget that when we meet the Lord in the air, and he take us to the beaming seat, and we be judged there. We receive the gifts of a crown. But we go into prostrate and give the crown back to Jesus Christ, because he deserves everything. We don't deserve anything, because we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if it wasn't for him, we would be left behind. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. The Bible also says, if the righteous scarcely make it in, where would the sinners or the ungodly appear? We have 1 Peter 4:18, and we have to answer that question. Are we a sinner? Disobedient? Unrighteous? So, 3. Are we righteous? Are we a sinner? or we are the unrighteous, the disobedient. You know, a lot of people that have what we call a false humility, and they always say the negative, I'm a sinner. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there came a time where we accepted Christ as a Lord and Savior. And because he shed his blood, he made us, the Bible says, righteous. The Bible says in Romans that we have peace with God through the precious blood of the Lamb. And it's the blood of Christ that sanctifies, that saves us, that justified us, that brought us to the knowledge of the truth. He gave his life so that we could have life. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And God's patience. He loves you, loves over us so much. You know, the Bible says God's patience. He endures patience. Why? Because he wants everyone to come to repentance and to the knowledge of the truth. He don't wish anybody to perish. You know, God doesn't send anybody to hell. All he does is accommodate the wishes of the people. If you read in Revelations where there's a great white throne judgment, it says there those that were not found, the names of those who were not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, that will be cast into the lake of fire. But how do you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? It's quite easy. Repent of your sins. Don't do them no more. Accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the Word of God says you shall. Your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Just imagine you have an opportunity, like the song says, you could only imagine. You could only imagine, just, you know, we was headed straight for hell. But God made a way for us that in Christ Jesus, we could find our way to heaven. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And for those of y'all that's out there in the world thinking that there's many ways to the Father, you are mistaken. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Glory be to the Lord Jesus. You know, God loves us very much. Even from the very beginning, we could understand that God had done everything for us. He created the worlds and the heavens. He created the great beasts of the oceans, the great animals of the air and the land. He created us, mankind, in his image. And he breathed into us the breath of life, and we became a living soul. Have found out that when a man's semen come in contact with a woman's egg, there is a light. They cannot explain it. They don't know what it is, but there is a light that occurs, and that cell becomes alive and it begins to multiply. And 9 months later, a baby is born. The miracle of life. Who knew us in our mother's wombs, who knew every hair, every bone that we have, predestinated us for salvation, gave us a way out so we don't have to fall out into sin. We know that mankind has broken God's commandments. You might not know them. I'll give them to you, the first, and you can find them in Leviticus 19, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods but him. That's one. Lord, of all thy heart, and mind, and strength. You shall have no other gods for me. You shall not render the Lord's name in vain. You honor the Sabbath day. You should honor your mother and your father. You should not commit. You should not steal. You should not lie. And you should not covet your neighbor's goods. Those are the Ten Commandments that we talk about, brothers and sisters. And when they asked his commandment, he said it. To love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. He says, on these two, all the law sit upon. Now, the Jewish people follow 613 laws, but God gave Moses 10. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we look at each of the laws of the commandments that God gave us, if we're honest with ourselves, and we want to be honest with God, we have broken those commandments that he gave us. And we needed a Savior. We needed a Savior to save us from the wrath to come. Because there's a wrath, there's a penalty, a consequence for sin. But Jesus Christ, through his mercy and compassion and love for us, save us from the wrath that's coming. Going to separate us back up upon this earth, upon the children of disobedience. And that separation is going to take place when he descends from heaven and calls us up, gathers us up into the clouds. We can only imagine, my brothers and sisters, the celebration, the rejoicing there will be when we find ourselves near the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we're in heaven, knowing what we escaped, the wrath that was coming, the wrath that's coming upon this earth, upon the children of disobedience. Don't you be a child of disobedience. The opportunity today to become a child of God. The Holy Spirit says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocations, when your forefathers tempted me in the wilderness. You don't need to go through all that. Called you, he has chosen you, and he's willing to give you eternal life in Christ Jesus. Don't be deceived. Jesus himself said it. Don't be deceived. And the primary person who brings deception is ourself. We believe a lie. And we deceive our own self. And the enemy jumps on the bandwagon to continue the deception. Because hell was not made for us. Hell was made for Satan, his. But because the hardness of the heart of man, hell's mouth has enlarged itself. So we don't need to visit. We don't need to be in hell. You know, when you leave this body and go into eternity, it's eternity. Eternity in heaven with the Lord or eternity in hell without the Lord. And it's our choice. God would not be making the own choice. You know, you have people out here. They saying they're pro-choice, but when you ask them about what choice are they making, they're not making life choices. They're making death choices. They murder a child in the womb, and they call it the woman, her choice. But what about the health of the child? What about his choice? His voice, who speaks for him? You know, America has sinned greatly. In 1970, we have began to allow abortion in this nation to kill the innocent, shed innocent blood. And God, in his wisdom, touched the hearts of mankind and overturned Roe versus Wade. Too many long ago, They have compromised and allowed same-sex marriage. They have tried to change what marriage is between man and one woman, the way that God made it, the instrument is. But homosexuality and lesbian is running rampant in this nation. And people are wondering why God is allowing these calamities to happen to the nation. Because we have become like Sodom and Gomorrah. People are not following the ways of God. People are following their own ways. And then Romans chapter 1 tells us, you know, they denied the Holy One of Israel. They want to go their own way and do whatever they want to do. So God is allowing them to do it. You know, unfortunately, they're going to receive a reprimand mind, thinking that what they're doing is right. And when the day of judgment comes, they're not going to have any excuse. No excuse at all as to why they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, you could call Blog Talk Radio. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. Bible mystery for today is, there are five crowns mentioned in the Bible. Mention just one. Give me just one. And if you're correct, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the... And you can call Blog Talk Radio 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected with the studio. And please just pass it on to that every Sunday at this time at 7 o'clock, we have Bible Mystery. And they could win a prize if they have the right answer. On Tuesdays at 7, the new time for intercession prayer, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. Used to be at 6 p.m., then 3 a.m., but the Holy Spirit tell us to move it to 7 p.m., and that's what we're going to do. And then on Thursday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m., and what's next? We are not time setters, but we are touching different subjects, different things, different events. Before, after the rapture of the church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for those of you in the Four Piers, Port St. Lucie, Stuart area, first Friday of the month, the evangelist team of the church, we meet at the Marina Square, and we set up a table and we give out tracts and candies and reach out and prayer and reaching out to the community. Glory be. We usually set up at 4 o'clock and we stay to about 7. We don't stay no longer because at that time the night starts getting in and they start doing other things besides what we should be entangled with. So we want to thank the Lord for that. So you have five in the Bible. If you mention just one to me and it's correct, we'll look it up in the scriptures and you will receive a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet from the church talking about the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read to you one more time the verse that we read, 1 Corinthians 9:24. It says, "Know ye not they which run, but only one received the prize. So run that you may obtain." Paul had mentioned to Timothy, "I run the race, I finish my course." because Paul knew that he was going to Rome and he was going to be beheaded. He knew he was on the way to martyrdom. And so we have to not only live this life and say that we are born again Christians, but through our actions and through our speech and through our ways, people know whether or not we are truly converted, we are truly born again. Some people like to confess Christianity, but their life doesn't reflect that. And God is looking for those that have clean hands and pure hearts. And the only way you will have clean hands and pure hearts is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have about 12 minutes to go. And you have an opportunity to call Talk Radio here at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the studio. Glory be to the Lord. You have the answer to the question. The question is, you have 5 crowns that are mentioned in the Bible. The question is, could you mention one? If you mention one, you call in. And we look at the scriptures, and you can win a beautiful prize. This is a mystery. Next week, we're going to have a different mystery, and that is, what was our schoolmaster? What was our schoolmaster? And so that is something that you could look up in Galatians. You can look it up and study it. And talk about next week. And we have the same provisions. Whoever comes with the correct answer, they will receive a beautiful, colorful accordion-type pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., of the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here transmitting from Fort Pierce, Florida. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Our church meets together with Grace Church at 2900 Jenkins Road off of Okeechobee, in the building of the Life Center in the back, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock for Bible study. And we meet every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning for Sunday school, 10 o'clock for the service. Glory be to the Lord. Our pastor, Robert Seaman, and we just welcome him. He's a lot of battles, but he's always holding on. He's a great example. And so we want to thank the Lord for this opportunity that we had in Block Talk Radio to be the Bible mystery. Today's mystery is crowns mentioned in the Bible. If you could just mention one. Mention one. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. As always, I don't give the answers out unless somebody calls in, because I want to get engaged with the Word of God. We have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. We are not seeking to have a religion experience. Religions has sent a lot of people to hell. A relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're going to be obedient. You call him Lord and you call him Master. He is one that has saved us. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Ways to go. And 3 minutes to go, actually, because we're going to close out at 5 after. We call Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected with studio. If you have the answer, hallelujah. And we want to thank him for everything he has done. God. Because without him, yes, without him, we can't do anything. Also through the Lord. If you could remember this verse, Mark 11:24, Jesus said to the disciples, believe that you have it and you shall receive it. You know, it's right next to the other verse. He talked about, an amount, it could be anything that you, any problem, you know. Verse 24 talks about your faith. When you pray, believe and you shall receive it. So if you find a situation where it appears like you have no control, just give it over to the Lord. He has control of everything. Trust. Put your life in his hands and you will see how, and you're going to say, if I only knew earlier, if I only exercised it earlier, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to glorify, we're going to give you all the thanks and all the glory belongs unto you. Every song that is sang, it's of you, Lord Jesus, and we give it the honor and the glory, knowing that you have the keys. You have the keys of hell and death. Thank the Lord. But you also have life to give unto us. So we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us your Holy Spirit, that we could be obedient, that we could do that which is righteous and holy, and do that which is pleasing unto you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We've got 1 minute to go. I want to thank you for being part of the Bible. We'll be back next Sunday with another episode of Bible Mystery. And we're going to talk about what was our schoolmaster. That's next week. So do your study and you see how things will work out for you in the ways that God wants you to work it out. But we want to pray and say that unto the Lord Richard bless you. Amen. And amen. The Lord be with you.